So let's hear about another case. And Thanos, you have this 51-year-old man. What happened there?
Well, this is an otherwise healthy gentleman who was found to have an elevated erythrocyte sedimentation rate. And this prompted further evaluation. A serum electrophoresis showed an IgM of 4,000. However, he was completely asymptomatic. His hemoglobin was 14.2. There was no evidence of splenomegaly or lymphadenopathy. A bone marrow biopsy was performed, which shows a 50% infiltration of the bone marrow by lymphoplasmacytic cells, and molecular testing revealed a MYD88 mutation. Since the patient was asymptomatic, it was chosen to follow the patient without any therapy at regular 3 to 4 months interval. So after a year and a half of initial diagnosis, the patient complained of fatigue, and at that time he was found to have a decrease of his hemoglobin at 11.8 grams. And despite the fact that serum IgM increased only slightly at 4,400. So this indicates what Steve mentioned before, that we should not only look at the absolute value of hemoglobin, but in this particular young patient, there was a decrease of the hemoglobin from 14.2 to 11.8 associated with some fatigue. So it was decided that the patient should get treatment at that time, and the patient received a combination of bortezomib with low-dose dexamethasone and rituximab. He responded nicely to this treatment, which was administered for 6 months, and then he was followed without further treatment.
And so what's his current situation?
The patient remained without evidence of active disease in a very good partial response, and so far it has been off therapy for more than 2 years.